Kenny, nice to see you again. 20 straight years in the playoffs. It's quite an accomplishment for any team in any sport. Congratulations on that. And would it be safe to say that the Red Wings are, of course, you know, with the enormous talent, you're going to try and push to get another playoff appearance, maybe another run of the Stanley Cup. But is it a bit of a start of a retooling for the next generation of Red Wings?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, obviously, we lost some real good players and real good leaders, players that, you know, Osgood and Draper, that Osgood was gone for a couple of years in the middle, but basically played, you know, 12, 15, 18 years for us. Brian Rafalski was a great addition, retired. We tried a one-year deal with Mike Modano. You know, all those guys are going to be, maybe not Osgood, we got Ty Conklin at 35, but for the most part, our team is going to be younger. We got a lot of players in their 20s. We've obviously still got Nick Lidstrom, who continues to be one of the premier defensemen in the game. So, you know, we're trying to compete. We're trying to be a playoff team. We think with the nucleus of Lidstrom and Cronwell and Datsyuk, and then with the supporting cast, that we have the potential to be a playoff team. But it's a fine line between making the playoffs and missing.
Very remarkable with the dynasty that you and Jim Devolano created in Detroit, that you haven't had, testimony to your excellence, a top 10 pick since about 1990. But I take it with the retooling as we're addressing, and of course in the salary cap era, barring something unusual, I imagine we're not going to see the Red Wings trading any draft picks.
Well, you know, I think we're going to try to hang on to our draft picks. So that doesn't mean we're not going to trade. I think if we get to the trade deadline and we're a playoff team, we'll assess. You know, we got lots of cap space. We got about $5.5 million below the cap. We've got in the neighborhood of 20 plus million on top of that coming off our books. So we're in a position to go in a lot of different directions between now and next summer. So, you know, hopefully we play our way into a playoff position, and we're looking to add at the deadline. But, you know, we'll make that assessment as we go along.
Ken, do you feel a little more pressure because of the market, one of the hardest hit markets in the recession, Detroit? You guys have to work hard to get your fans and to keep your fans. Does it create added pressure to avoid an entire rebuilding process?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, I don't think anybody wants to go through a big major retool. And we made a decision in 05, coming out of the work stoppage, that we were going to hang on to our draft picks for the most part. We did trade a couple of picks to acquire Todd Bertuzzi in 07 at the deadline and Brad Stewart in 08 at the deadline. But certainly times are tough in Detroit. It's slowly getting better. Obviously, we got tremendous competition now in the Lions and in the Tigers. And, you know, our fans have come to expect that we're a playoff team. So we like the expectations. We like the pressure that we've created. It obviously means that we've put a pretty good product on the ice. So, you know, the hope is to compete now and behind the scenes do a rebuild.
Ken, as much as we saw a tremendous parity in the National Hockey League last year, I mean, you look at Brett Burns being added to San Jose, you know, Vancouver, who knows? I mean, at least on paper, they have the talent to get back. Anaheim's got one of the best forward lines anywhere in the National Hockey League. And even the Oilers stockpiling with those great young franchise players. So it looks like as tight as it was East and West last year, it could be even tighter this year.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, we told our guys in camp from 2nd to 10th in the West last year was 11 points. We play for 6 months. I mean, that's one win more a month between 2nd and 10th. And I think it's going to be the same again this year. And obviously, like you said, you know, we can go through team by team. Columbus got better. I think we might have the best division in hockey with, you know, I think St. Louis is just about ready to really take off. They've got some great young players. And Chicago, obviously, is a great young team. And Nashville got... you know, one of the best goalies and two of the best defensemen in the world, and well-coached, well-managed, well-run team. So we know our hands are full to try to make the playoffs. But, you know, you look at last year's playoffs, there's 15 playoff series. Eight of them went to Game 7, and the two teams that went to the finals were both in overtime in Game 7 in Round 1. You know, I really think it speaks to the parity. You got to stick with the pack. You got to try to get in, and you got to hope that you get lucky with injuries and you play your best hockey at the right time.
The Kings took a big gamble, but, I mean, Mike Richards is a franchise player. You add him, now they've secured Drew Doughty, their future franchise player. That team, I suppose, they get solid goalkeeping. They could perhaps be a finalist.
Oh, without a doubt. I think we go team by team. You know, Los Angeles is a great young team. You know, I think San Jose, based upon what they've done the last few years and the additions they made, to me that they're the best team in the West as we head into the season. But you know, the games are played on the ice. you know, again, injuries are a factor. How you gel, how you come together, what happens at the trade deadline, you know, the development of your players in the minor league system, because we're all going to need depth. Who can come up and fill holes? You know, so I, you know, over the course of 6 months, your every organization gets challenged, and you know, we'll see where we fit. Again, we've been happy with preseason. We're not really worried about our record. We've played a lot of kids. You know, Brendan Smith is a good young player for us. We sent him down to the American Hockey League. I think at some point in time he's going to be back this year. Thomas Tatar, Corey Emerton, you know, we've had some kids that are close. So we think that we've got some pretty good depth. We think we've got some kids that are on the come.
Yeah, we saw Saturday night here at the Air Canada Center, Tatar got a nice goal. It sort of reminds me of what Brad Boyes told me a few years ago about what's tough about playing against the Red Wings, aside from your team's obvious skill. He said Detroit's puck pursuit is second to none. There's no other team that's as determined minute one to minute 60 in puck pursuit as the Detroit Red Wings. They just never let up. Does that sound right?
Yeah, well, I think it really started obviously with Steve Yzerman in the mid-90s and Scotty Bowman and the Russian Five. And we've had tremendous stability because of our winning. You know, we've got the same group of scouts, so we've drafted the same. We've got the same mentality when it comes to developing. We've got stability from year to year in the style of the game that we played. You know, Mike Babcock's been here since 05. Yeah, so, you know, I've been a manager since 1997. You know, really, Scotty Bowman, Dave Lewis, and Mike Babcock. So in 14 years, we've only had three coaches, and Scotty was here since 1993. So, you know, we play the same system, the same style. We draft, we trade, we think, and I think it's really been part of the reason we've been able to put a good product on the ice.
How tough is it for your former star player, Brendan Shanahan, in the role that he has now? I mean, I think people have varying degrees of feelings about fighting in hockey, and obviously everybody wants to eliminate the danger of headshots. What's your feeling about that element? Because I'm sure with amongst the GMs, it's a tough call as well. How much to restrict the fighting element and the hitting?
Well, I think the hope is, you know, if you go back to when we tried to take slashing on sticks and obstruction out of the game, there was lots of penalties for a while. And once the players caught on to what the rules were, you know, you see less obstruction, they know what the rules are. I think right now as we're transitioning into a rule, you know, and over the last 12 to 18 months and going forward, we're trying to protect the head and there's stiffer suspensions. You hope the players understand the message, they adjust to the message, and, you know, it's just going to be something that goes on right now, and there'll be less suspensions going forward. That's the hope. Obviously, we're trying to make it a safer workplace. And I think, you know, obviously Brendan has come in and done a great job. I think Coley Campbell did a tremendous job. Brendan Shanahan got an opportunity to kind of learn under him. He's come in and taking it obviously to another level.
All right, the incident aside of one of your players, I mean, the business of how to check and avoid the head, is that something that Coach Babcock or your minor league instructors, with the changes in the rules, would they say anything about that, or do you just show the players a video and you know, assume they're going to adapt over time and just sort of learn as they go?
I think it's more the players have to adapt. I mean, these players have to make split-second decisions, and you can't coach every split-second decision. So, I'd like to think that, certainly we expected Brendan Smith to get suspended. We were hoping it was going to be a little bit less than what it was, but certainly I think we expected a suspension. You hope that when he's got to make that split-second decision again the next time, he makes a different decision. So, I think it's all around the league. These concussion injuries, you know, we've seen with some players, it's cost careers and it's taken years for them to get back to feeling normal. So we have to figure out a way to really protect the head and hopefully by coming down hard, that again, the players adjust and there's less head injuries.
And just before we wrap it up, interestingly enough, the Detroit Red Wings, as far back as probably you and I can remember, have never drafted a player strictly for fighting. If they don't have the skill, I mean, you've got head guys who are power forwards who could fight, but I don't think the Red Wings have ever had a so-called enforcer for that role alone.
No, I mean, obviously in our late 90s and early 2000s with Lapointe and Kosher and Shanahan, McCarty, we had it built in. You know, since 05, we brought back Aaron Downey and Brad May that had limited roles. They fought a little bit, but I think sometimes it's the bark on the bench that, it kind of gets respect. But, I think our team plays hard. We like to roll four lines. I think the one-dimensional player in the game is really, it's evolving out of the game. You got to be able to skate and think and pass to get on the ice. Obviously, come playoff time, if you can't play, you don't dress because we teams can't afford penalties and can't afford turnovers. So, you know, the game's evolving. You know, I think that there's less fighting in the playoffs. You know, and I think that it's getting harder and harder for those types of players to survive in the National Hockey League, which is, you know, I think it's great. I want to go to the rink and watch hard-hitting hockey. Guys go to hard areas. For me personally, I don't need to see a fight. I appreciate the skill and the competitiveness of our players.
And the final note, Ken, are the Red Wings lobbying either subtly or will they lobby more than subtly about getting back to the Eastern Conference, which geographically would make perfect sense?
Well, we want to be in the East, you know, but we understand it's going to take 20 out of 30 teams to vote it in. I would say that if we're not in the East, then we would like the league to really look at the matrix. We don't want to make two trips to Western Canada, two trips to California. Half our road games are on at 9:30, 10, 10:30 at night for our fans. So we do want to be in the East, but we understand that the commissioner and everybody involved in that room wants to feel that they've got something out of this. So we'd like to see something. We'd like to be in the East. Very worst, we'd like to see a little different matrix.
Ken Holland, congratulations on the great work that you've done in assembling that dynasty in Detroit. It's obviously one of the best franchises in any sport in North America, and it's always a treat to watch your organization with everything that you guys have done.
Thanks, Norman.